We spent a lot of time over the last few weeks talking about unionized public sector workers, particularly teachers, whose jobs and salaries and benefit packages are in the crosshairs in many of these statehouse battles across the country, particularly in Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio now has weighed in. We asked yesterday of our listeners, what do you think the value is of what a teacher has given you, or why do you stay in the profession if you are a teacher or considering being a teacher? And Kurt Koletka got back to us. He's a takeaway listener from our partner WGBH in Boston. He's getting a master's degree in applied linguistics and is planning to become a teacher of English as a second language at UMass Boston. Kurt, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We asked, why consider being a teacher in an environment where it seems like teachers are really under the gun in these budget battles? Your response?
Yeah, it does seem a little counterintuitive. You want to, when going into a field right now where it's being so demonized by people who just are claiming, you know, cut the budget, and doesn't matter what you do to the quality of the country and quality of the education. Personally, I feel it's a calling. I definitely want to do this. It doesn't matter what people are wanting to do to my profession and my people. I want to teach, and that's, I feel drawn to do it.
Now, someone like you who's sort of just getting into the profession, and as you describe, it's a calling, are institutions like, state houses, legislatures, fiscal discussions, union leaders even, because you'll have to make that decision depending on where you go to teach, are these distractions that take you away from the classroom experience, or are they part of what helps you do your job?
I think they can be distractions, but I'm in Massachusetts, so it's pretty secure as far as unions go. I think the unions actually do help. My brother is a teacher in Ohio, and he actually lost his job because he stayed out of the unions. He believed that unions are just, he used to believe that unions were wrong and you're better off trying to find a job and work without being in the union. And then he ran afoul of the administration, and they took him out. They went after about a dozen other teachers at a school, and those people were just, they weren't able to kick them out and take their jobs away. My brother lost out, so he lost a hard lesson there. But the union does look out for teachers, and I feel living here in Massachusetts, it does protect my job. I mean, there are some states, say North Carolina or any of your right-to-work states, I would not go to them because there are no unions to protect you.
You know, there's a big argument before we go down here in the city of New York where they're considering teacher layoffs that the school wants to have, or these school administrations want to have, the option of laying off teachers on the basis of merit rather than seniority. You would be in a position of being maybe the most innovative teacher in the classroom, but you'd be the first let go in a layoff.
Absolutely, but that's why I think it's a crazy idea. I mean, how do you measure merit? A lot of people say, well, look at standardized test scores, but standardized test scores are just, they're dangerous. It's an irrelevant way of looking at student performance, or teacher performance, rather.
Right. Well, Kurt, when's your first day of school, if everything goes according to plan?
My first day, according to plan, would be fall 2012.
Fall 2012. Kurt Koletka, considering being a teacher, it's a calling for him. Takeaway listener from our partner, WGBH in Boston. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.